A visit from a NATO ally. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden will host a meeting today with the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. Ukraine is expected to top the agenda.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte will sit down with President Biden and other top administration officials to reaffirm shared security and economic goals and discuss support for Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Netherlands has committed more than $2.5 billion in Ukrainian security assistance this year. Rutte and President Biden will also discuss critical technologies in strengthening democracy in a rules-based international order. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Thursday, President Biden plans to travel to Central California to personally assess the damage from a series of atmospheric river storms. Those storms causing destruction and at least 20 deaths, but also replenishing water levels after years of drought. Lake Shasta, for instance, in Northern California, has refilled to 80% of its historical average.
Right now, we're at 158% of average for the water year to date, which is a huge improvement over where we were, say, a month ago.
Jenny Jones with the California Department of Water Resources. Police investigating shootings at the opposite ends of the country. One, a mass shooting in Central California.
Tulare County Sheriff officials say they are looking for at least two suspects following a shooting at a home in Goshen that left six people dead, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Police calling the scene a horrific massacre. Officials say the attack does not appear to be a random act of violence and may be linked to gang activity. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Gunfire also in Fort Pierce, Florida. At least eight people shot and injured, one critically. That happened at a car show. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Pentagon is considering compensation for soldiers that were discharged over the military's COVID vaccine mandate.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin officially rescinded the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate last week and could offer to reinstate the 8,400 former service members discharged for refusing the shot. It's not clear how many want their jobs back or remain fit enough to serve. Quote, regarding back pay, the department is still exploring this and will provide its views on legislation of this nature at the appropriate time. The thousands who sought exemptions and were denied will have their records updated and any letters of reprimand removed, according to the memo signed by Austin last Tuesday.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Naples authorities began today returning bodies of the victims of a plane crash to their families. The commercial flight plummeted into a gorge Sunday. 70 people confirmed dead, with two others missing and presumed dead. Another health scare on the football field, as Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Russell Gage Jr. was injured last night during the NFC wildcard game against the Dallas Cowboys. Bucs coach Todd Bowles told reporters Gage is hospitalized with a concussion. The Cowboys went on to win that game 31-14.
It was a dominating performance by Dallas on both sides of the ball. The Cowboys racked up over 400 yards of offense, with Dak Prescott throwing four touchdown passes and running for another score. And the Dallas defense held Tom Brady and the Bucs scoreless in the first half. Dallas will now travel to San Francisco for a divisional playoff game Sunday on Fox.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. And biologists at NOAA Fisheries say a 40-foot sperm whale that beached on Oregon's northwestern coast died after being struck by a ship. that whale washed ashore Saturday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.